Boker Tov, everyone. It is Wednesday morning, and we continue our halacha learning in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Chav Tes Halacha Ches in the Laws of Midos. The Kitzur writes, Kvar Kasavnu, Besimen Aleph Seif Gimel. We've already written about this all the way back in the very first chapter of the book, but it's worthwhile to discuss again. Maimar Yehuda Ben Tema, the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema in Pirkei Avos, chapter 5, where he writes, Heve Az Kanamer, the Kitzur just quotes and focuses on one phrase from that teaching. The full teaching of Yehuda ben Tema is Heve az kanamer, should be bold like a leopard. Kal kanesher, light like an eagle. Ratz ketzvi gibor ka'ari, fast like a deer and strong like a lion. Here he's specifically focusing on the Kitzur quotes. Heve az kanamer, should be bold like a leopard. What does that mean practically? Why is that so important? What does it mean to be bold like a leopard? Shelo yispayesh b'pnei b'nei adam hamal igin alav. That a person shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed in front of other people who are cynical towards him, who might mock him in his service of Hashem and say that the things that he does are silly or laughable. A person should not let that affect him or get to him, shouldn't be embarrassed by people who might think that way or speak that way of you. Nonetheless, should try not to respond to them harshly. We don't need to fight back or attack back strongly. Because we want to be careful that we don't acquire in ourselves the midos, the character traits of being the type of person who answers harshly and roughly. Meaning I have to know for myself inside, be strong and be confident and be comfortable, knowing that if somebody else is laughing at me, that's their issue and I shouldn't let it affect me. But in general, there's no reason to respond harshly, at least in most cases. I can just accept it and move on. Because I don't want to become the type of person who's harsh in other areas in my life as well. And we have to recognize that every action that we take and every word that we speak affects our behavior and our personality in greater ways than we notice. And so too, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues in Halacha Tes and Halacha 9, that a person should never fight over or quarrel over performing a particular mitzvah, like to be the chazan in shul, or to get an aliyah in shul, vechadome, and similar things. The Mishnah Berurah here qualifies that, of course, if there is a question whether the mitzvah is going to be done at all or not, then he should be very strong to even sort of respectfully push forward to make sure that the mitzvah gets done, if for whatever reason there's a chance that it might not get done at all. But if the mitzvah is going to get done, somebody's going to be the chazan, somebody's going to get the aliyah, or some other similar situation, and the question is just whether it's going to be you or somebody else. Even if you'd like it to be you, that's something that is not worth or not appropriate to fight over, to make a big deal over. It's a mitzvah, and somebody will do it properly, and let it be what it is. We find an example of this in the showbread. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was lechem apanim, there were 12 loaves of bread that were changed out every Erev Shabbos. The Kohanim, who are on the shift during that time, would be able to eat from and enjoy the lechem apanim that had been out for the past week, and miraculously remained fresh as if they had just come out of the oven. Afshu mitzvah la'ochlo, even though there it is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to partake of the lechem upon him, nonetheless, the Gemara in Kiddushin teaches that shaninu hatsnuim moshchim yidayhem. We learn, apparently, that the humble Kohanim, the ones who have tsnius, the tsnuim, would pull back their hands, in other words, would take a step back and allow other people to push forward and grab the lechem upon him. Fargagarim chutvin va'ochlam, and the grabby ones, the gluttonous ones, they would be the ones who would run forward and grab the lechem upon him. And even though it is a mitzvah to eat from the lechem upon him, apparently we see that those who are praised are the ones who would take a step back and allow others to perform this mitzvah rather than, God forbid, fighting over the performance of a mitzvah. Something important to keep in mind when we're in shul or wherever we might be. If there's a mitzvah that we'd like to do and we see somebody else doing it, celebrate and honor them performing the mitzvah rather than worrying about or pushing forward or fighting for our own ability to do so. One last halacha for today, halacha yod, the Kitzur writes, teva ha'adam hu, the nature of person is such, lios nimshach b'masav achareyav v'chaveirav v'anshei mikomo, that we are naturally pulled towards, impacted, influenced by the actions of our friends, those we associate with, and the people of our place. We think that we're so strong and we'll do what's right and we'll do what we believe no matter what others are around us are doing. That is unfortunately not, or some fortunately or unfortunately, not always the case. And we are, by definition, in reality, impacted by those around us. And therefore, it behooves us, lefikach, tzarech ha'adam lischaber latzadikim. Very important to make sure you attach yourself and you connect with and you associate with righteous people, and to spend as much time sitting around wise people as possible, so that we can learn from their ways. You're going to be impacted by the actions of those around you, and therefore it's important to surround yourself by good people. And distance yourself from wicked people who are walking in the dark, so that we don't learn from their ways, God forbid. Amar Shlomo HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Holich es chachamim yechkam, veroa kesilim yeroa. Shlomo HaMelech writes, one who walks with wise people will become wise, and one who spends time with fools will become bad. Veomer ashrei ha'ish, and Shlomo HaMelech, David HaMelech, King David writes in the very beginning, the opening line of Tehillim, Psalms chapter 1, ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas u'shadim, rishayim, etc. Praiseworthy is one who does not walk by the counsel of wicked people. In other words, he begins the whole book of Tehillim with the importance of surrounding yourself by good people and being influenced by tzaddikim and not by sinners. If you find that you live in a place, an area where the leadership is corrupt and where the people around you are not acting appropriately, don't trust yourself to be stronger and above everybody else. Rather, leave there and go live in a place where you will be surrounded by righteous people and if people are behaving properly, because you will be influenced by their actions, and therefore it is crucial that we surround ourselves and we acquaint ourselves and we spend time with people who have positive influences on us and lead us towards better actions and better lives. Have a wonderful day, and see you soon.